Syria has its bloodiest week yet. A ministry needs you to be a book missionary, and it's really easy. And a training session in Peru is helping missionaries get ready. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Weapons of mass destruction is the world on edge, and this time we're talking about Syria. According to reports, the desperate Syrian regime says they'll use them if they're attacked by a foreign government. Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA says President Assad may be losing his grip on power, which is making it worse for Syria.
This was the bloodiest week of the whole civil war. Approximately 1,200 people have been killed in the past week, and we've seen fighting there. Into Damascus.
Refugees are swarming the borders. Dykstra says many of them are Christians. He says they're fleeing cities like Homs.
That was a city where many Christians lived. We put that at probably 40,000 at one time. Now it's reduced to under 1,000. There's 1.5 million Christians in Syria, which is a pretty strong presence. So we need to remember and pray for the Christians there.
Open Doors needs you to pray and support them. Details at our website. Meanwhile, regular beatings and prison conditions have an Iranian pastor in critical condition. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, 41-year-old Christian Behnam Irani recently regained consciousness after blacking out in jail several days ago. He's being held in Iran's largest prison known for cramped conditions and violence. Behnam was imprisoned last year for crimes against national security. His crime? Leading people to Christ. Pray for his health and witness of the gospel. This is Mission Network News. Well, a few weeks ago, we asked you to pray for an end to terrifying wildfires bearing down in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Well, it seems those prayers were answered. The EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response Director, Mark Lewis, has an update.
The fires are out, and people that were evacuated have been able to get back into their areas where they were living, and some of the roads have opened up. So some normalcy of life has returned to many people in Colorado Springs. There are still, though, hundreds of families that have lost their homes.
Touch Global is partnering with a church affected by the fires. Right now, they're sifting through the rubble, but soon they'll be rebuilding and ministering to construction workers. Plus,
just to bring some beauty back into the place, we're looking at helping with doing some tree planting and landscaping with people in their yards.
It might seem small, but people have already come to Christ from watching believers respond to the crisis. Pray for more to respond. Next, you know what they say, money doesn't grow on trees, right? Well, with Christian Resources International's ministry, money does actually multiply. They've been sending out a wave of great crates filled with donated Bibles and books to Christians overseas. Now, each dollar donated sends $35 worth of ministry material. CRI's Executive Director Jason Wolford says they just finished another shipment to Nepal.
We sent that through a missionary flight. That actually gets dropped to our missionary there, and then he takes it via mule back up into the mountains of Nepal.
One 9-year-old Nepali girl walked for a whole hour to the CRI book distribution because she wanted a children's Bible.
She was shouting and showing her Bible to all the children in the neighboring houses and then was reading the Bible to those kids.
But CRI is $60,000 short because of a difficult Michigan economy. You can help.
People have the opportunity to become a missionary by partnering with us without ever leaving their home.
We'll connect you at our website. And what makes a difference between effective and ineffective missionaries? Well, the Mission Society says training. The Mission Society's Jim Ramsey says even the emotional, social, and physical health of missionaries is dependent on how prepared they are for the field. So in order to form effective disciple makers, the Mission Society just hosted a 20-day training in Peru. Now, 21 missionaries will head out to Ghana, Namibia, and Nicaragua soon. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on that link. I'm Greg Yoder.